Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Again, I'm the host, and I'm being co-hosted today by my friend Rich Hershen. Hi, Rich.
Hi, Jeffrey. How are you?
Good, thank you. Rich, I want to thank our hosts for this month, our friends over at The Social Scene. For those of you who have gotten the app, over 70,000 people, I'm sure it's already changing your life. For those of you who don't have it, it's going to come to a geography near you soon. That's socialscene.me. And also on Facebook, you can just type in The Social Scene. Our next guest, someone we met last month, looking forward to talking to her for the first time, at least as an interview, Alyssa Bourne, entrepreneur from New York, a model and actress. Hello, Alyssa.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good.
How are you? Why don't you tell us about your evolution into being an entrepreneur? Because I think that's an interesting story, you know, how you sort of found your way.
Yeah, it was a horrible trajectory. So I went to University of Maryland to play soccer and study finance and accounting, which I got a double degree in. But I found that I didn't want to pursue the career track that I chose with my parents, and, which I proved to be. And I decided to sort of dabble in modeling. People were sort of pushing me to do that. And kind of found my way in New York, and a couple of things lined up. And 5 years later, here I am.
So what was it about financial accounting that turned you off? I'm a CPA, so we're a cool group. We're a cool group.
I mean, I love numbers. I think I did like helping people, and I like the math part of it. And even like the rules, you know, the rules. But I got a little bored with the office environment. I kind of wanted to go make my schedule. And not kind of be at the mercy of the boss. So it's kind of nice to be able to dictate my own life now. More or less.
Now, you were studying finance and accounting. You were also a collegiate athlete, correct?
Yeah. I played soccer my first year, and then I got it was an amazing opportunity, and yeah, I loved playing soccer. So
And were you? How good were you at soccer?
I was kind of all state, all metro, all county in Maryland. So I think, I mean, I would say that I was above average in that department. I think I'm pretty confident in my skills. I was a center back first, so kind of the quarterback of the field.
I think it's a pretty impressive resume.
Yeah, I think a background in accounting, a soccer player, an athlete, and then how did you get into modeling and acting?
Well, I had some people kind of in my ear to do modeling, which I thought was pretty ludicrous, because I kind of had this idea about what that meant. And then I started to sort of look for casting on various forums. Kind of fell into an agency, and the job started to roll in. And I thought that I really liked it. It was very collaborative. Working with really amazing, creative people. Then I kind of just decided to attend this job offer. Firm that was supposed to start after graduation. I said, I've got to do my own thing for a little while and maybe return to it, but
so, do you spend a full time doing modeling and acting?
Yeah, full time. When I first moved to the city, it was definitely more of a hustle, doing catering, promotional modeling to supplement the job. But now that I've kind of done a lot of commercial print, catalog, commercial market, it's been pretty consistent. So that's my full-time gig.
So tell me about the business side of this modeling. Do you have a team that books the appointments for you and does that, or are you really an entrepreneur and you're selling this service?
Well, before you answer, Alyssa, I just want you to know the reason Rich is asking is that He's thinking now of leaving the accounting field and becoming a model as well.
Yeah, you're a trailblazer, a CPA that's going to modeling. Now I know it can be done.
You know, some people actually think Rich is relatively good looking. So
yeah,
you know,
I don't know who those people are. But.
Well, they say diapers to diapers. There's no like accuracy on your ability to work. So actually, the older market is booming now.
Older market, yeah, I like that.
So I have a lot of friends as an on-air beauty model, and so actually their primary demographic is middle-aged senior women, and so and a lot of them are doing very well with suitable commercials, and so that, and that was another thing that kind of allowed me to move into working full-time, was that I had this idea that models high fashion that you know, I didn't really fit into. I'm not super duper tall, but then when I found some of the girls that actually worked with me, was a little more so like four personal aspirations, then there was a third.
So back to my original question. Tell me a little about the business side of modeling.
Well, I think in there, like I was saying, there's two camps of like sort of like the fashion and the commercial. The fashion commercial, you are very much not in charge of, not necessarily your bookings, because I have several agencies, big bookers who will send me out to cap teams, but at the same time, they don't really have primary ownership of the things that I do, and I can take on private clients that they've friends with. Commerce clients, catalog clients, through the industry and networking, and they've been very consistent work. So, but if you're with a big agency, you're a small budget, you're going to have one agent who's going to kind of tailor your work to fit your image. And so, because I'm my sole self, I have to kind of figure that out. But I like it. It's nice to go to.
So do you bill people yourself, or do you have to go through a third party always for billing as well?
If it's through an agency, they will do the billing. And then if it's the third party, the third party really comes in if there's like a proper production. So but if I did it just like
So how long do you feel you can do this? Do you feel you can do this for another 20, 30 years, or is this a stepping stone to another career for you?
I think I see it as a stepping stone somewhere else. I'm kind of trying to figure out what is most congruent with what I'm good at. You know, you never know. I'm kind of taking it day by day. I think I could, you know, do it in perpetuity, but I think at some point, and I'm feeling that sort of right now, that you have to be stagnant. You just want more growth, and I want to be a little more challenged, if that means pursuing acting or hosting, but definitely more on-camera personality and stuff than just the one-dimensional option.
Right. Right. Have you ever tried your hand at comedy?
Well, actually, I mean, I have a friend who writes gets together, and we're kind of looking to maybe like film them and put them in festivals or whatnot, but I haven't properly pursued it. I would love to do like Upright Citizens Brigade, but those classes put up like crazy because that's sort of like the channel to SNL and all that stuff, but I mean, I would love to. I love watching stuff. These are decisions that I'm trying to make with so many different paths.
So, Alyssa, we're going to try to talk to you regularly, and I think that's good. We're going to be looking for entrepreneurs in the New York area that you're going to target that we could have interviews with, which I think would be a lot of fun for our listeners and expand our audience. If someone wanted to get hold of you, how would they find you?
I would say you email at info@mrtheboard.com. I'm also on Facebook at facebook.com/mrtheboard. Instagram at mrtheboard.com.
Great. I want to thank you for being on the show today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Right, and I want to remind everyone that my name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and this was Alyssa's first attempt at being on the show. Kind of fun for us, getting ourselves a New York connection. I'm here with Rich Hershen, and we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.